Welcome to NFL Live. Hey, big news today. Big Ben signed a new contract with the Steelers. All the details on how this came about and what it means for Pittsburgh coming your way in just a minute. Also later, the reason the Browns and Baker Mayfield actually might be better without Odell Beckham Jr. and what that would indicate. Welcome to NFL Live. Dan Orlovsky is here in studio. You see him right there.
Hi, this will be the best 17-minute show in the history of television.
We got 17 minutes. Let's make it count. We've also got Dan Graziano and Marcus Spears. What's Marcus? Hey, Marcus, get excited. We got a lot to talk about
today.
A source told Hey, an hour tomorrow, hopefully. A source told Adam Schefter that Ben Roethlisberger reduced his pay from $14 million from $19 million in his final year of his contract. That spread the cash payment through 2022 out, lowering the cap hit by over $15 million. That's huge. Big Ben said, quote, "It's my greatest honor to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and give my all for this organization." Now the question is, who can they surround him with? And so Big Ben and the Steelers were off to a great start last season, as you all know. They, of course, ended up with that 11-game win streak. But it got pretty ugly once they lost to Washington in Week 13. Over their last five games, Roethlisberger coughed up a league-high 8 picks despite facing the second-lowest blitz rate in that span. There are other pieces of why that happened. But Dan Graziano, we start with you. Explain some of the details of this pay cut for Ben and exactly what it means.
So they reached a point where he said he wanted to be back. They said they wanted him back, so they spent the last week or so working on how. He was supposed to make $19 million this year. That number goes down to $14 million. And what they do is they take almost all of that, convert it to a signing bonus, and then they add 4 fake years on the end of the contract starting next year so they can spread the signing bonus out for cap purposes. End result, a cap number that was going to be right around $41 million for Ben Roethlisberger goes down to right around $26 million, so they save $15 million on this year's cap. They're going to have a cap charge for next year of at least $10 million, but they'll worry about that next year. In the meantime, they needed that room so they could put some pieces, as you mentioned, around Ben Roethlisberger. A lot of free agents, a lot of big decisions still to make for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, and obviously Ben has the right reasons of being interested in making sure other people could get paid here. Marcus, was this the right choice for the Steelers, though, at quarterback?
Yes, it was. Listen, we all know it's with a caveat, because if we thought any of these potential trades for quarterbacks would have the Steelers involved, we'd be having a different conversation. And I'm sure the Steelers would operate different. But I don't want to go into a season with Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins as my only quarterbacks. And being insulated is the key here. Remember Peyton Manning in Denver? Remember Phillip Rivers last year in Indianapolis? Not asking those guys to put the team on their back. That should be the Steelers' approach. Ben can still throw. He can still put the ball where it needs to be. Obviously, his mobility is an issue, like for most older quarterbacks. The Steelers have their work cut out for them as far as making sure Ben is insulated in this offense to where you're not asking him to do more or go beyond what he has the capacity to do. And as long as the Pittsburgh Steelers do that, then Big Ben is very capable of playing to a high enough level in order to have success with this football team.
Yeah, Dan, you hear what Marcus is saying about maybe Big Ben being insulated. You think Ben, coming off of last year, of course, he's coming off of surgery,
right?
You think he's still good enough to just win these games if he's asked to win them on his own?
No, not anymore, nor should he be asked to do that. So, like, the question becomes, what now for Pittsburgh? First of all, fix the offensive line. You know, Zach Banner, free agent. Villanueva, free agent. Pouncey, retired. You have to fix the offensive line before you get to a step two. Once you do that, step two, what's your offensive philosophy? It can't be the same as last year. You tried to ask Big Ben to carry you so much. There's got to be a rhyme and reason. Old school foundation, new age philosophy. You got to get the run game going somewhat. You've got to draft a back that's going to be an impactful back early in this draft for this offense. And then the third thing is, what is the answer at wide receiver? Okay, we saw Claypool come on, but first of all, Deontay Johnson, do you think the drops are an issue, or are those cured? And then is there any opportunity to bring Juju back? So those are the big three questions. Offensive line, fix it. Two, what's the offensive philosophy now that Ben's there? And three, what are you going to do at wide receiver?
Graz, let's answer some of Dan's big questions here. What are some of those limitations for the Steelers with those free agents?
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Well, it's very difficult. Obviously, they have cap issues prior to this restructure or new contract, whatever it is, for Ben Roethlisberger. So they've got to look at Juju Smith-Schuster. Are they going to be able to afford him? Depends what he's looking for. If he's looking for a big payday, they probably do go with some of those younger guys. I doubt they can bring back Bud Dupree, who was a franchise player for them this year. They still have T.J. Watt coming up for an extension here sometime within the next year, so he's going to be difficult to keep. Dan mentioned Mike Pouncey retired.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to have Ben Roethlisberger back, but you got to have somebody to snap the ball to him, or else you can't get the play started, and the offense doesn't work at all. So Pittsburgh Steelers, this is a high priority position in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the position of center.
Yep.
Pittsburgh Steelers centers go to the Hall of Fame. They will try to fill that, but it's going to take a lot of their financial resources and energy to put that offensive line together, and I'm not sure that leaves a lot of room for the James Conners, Juju Smith-Schusters, Mike Hiltons, Bud Duprees of the world.
For sure.
The Steelers are going to be counting on contributions from a lot of young players next year.
Yeah, they fell off a cliff defensively after Bud Dupree went down last year, too. You got to think holding on to him would be huge. OBJ now rehabbing from his ACL injury, and the numbers are hard to deny. The Browns' offense was actually better without OBJ. We'll show you those in a second. They accomplished a lot in the second half of the season when OBJ was injured. GM Andrew Berry was asked about his star receiver. Here's what he said.
I'll say this about perhaps all of our injured guys. They're all progressing really well, and that includes Odell. I mean, I think he's right on track.
Anything changed with him in terms of the role you see on him on this team going forward?
No, I think he's a dynamic player who can be incredibly productive in this system. So we're looking forward to getting him back healthy.
According to NFL Next Gen Stats, Baker Mayfield has targeted OBJ 174 times since he joined the Browns. However, he's completed just under 55% of those attempts, and that's the third lowest completion percentage of any QB receiver duo in the league in that span. It's also fair to point out, though, that OBJ was deemed open on 37% of those targets. Mayfield still thrown 6 touchdowns to 8 interceptions throwing his direction. So there's something going on there that isn't good. We'll get back to that. But Graz, what are you hearing about the Browns' plans for OBJ?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Based on what I'm hearing from Cleveland, I'm thinking it's about at least 90% that Odell Beckham is on their team this year, but it's not 100, and here's why. They like the player. They like his skill set. The question is whether more than $15 million in salary is justified for a player coming off a torn ACL. So they may have to approach him about a contract restructure. The problem they have is that his salary is guaranteed for injury, and right now he can't pass a physical coming off a torn ACL, so that guarantees the salary. So they can't really cut him. They'd have to pay him the money if they did. So the way, if they wanted to move on from Odell Beckham, would be to trade him. At this point, those conversations are not going on. It's just internal conversations in Cleveland about how to approach the situation. But they do like him. They like having him on the team. They think he can be productive in their system, as you heard Andrew Berry say. It's just the question of whether the money matches up with what they expect to get out of him this year.
Yeah, I realize those conversations haven't started yet, but do you think about all the teams out there looking for a star receiver? OBJ could be that.
Yeah.
I realize how ridiculous this question sounds, Dan, but is the Browns offense better without Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yes. And the simplest way I could say it is, as a quarterback, when you're taught in the huddle, you get your call, you think of the play, and then you think of matchups. Where's my guys, right? It seems like when Odell's on the field for Baker Mayfield, it's I get the call, where's my players, and then what should the play look like? they've got to sit down and just have a conversation, because it's a Baker thing. Have a conversation with them. What did you learn last year when it comes to Odell being off the field and the importance of just running the play and then figuring out in situational football when to go find your players?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, Dio, I'm with you. I think you're talking about processing for Baker Mayfield without OBJ, and that's what star receivers have a tendency to do to all the QBs they play with. I think OBJ needs to be in another system. I believe he needs to be traded away from Cleveland, because Cleveland is not predicated on having a dynamic number one receiver. That offense is just not built that way.
Okay.
And I learned this from Dan Orlovsky. It's going to be centered around the line of scrimmage and using play action and allowing Baker to dink and dunk and take his shots every once in a while. Peoples Jones ended up being that guy that they wanted to take deep shots with last year when OBJ went out and down the stretch with this team. But when you think about Odell Beckham Jr., all I can think about is teams that need a dynamic number one receiver. Mm-hmm. And let's not just gloss over the fact that teams will, in their mind, be like, can this dude stay healthy? Like, OBJ is getting to that point now in his injury history where people have to start questioning that. So for him, number one, he needs to be in a system where he can be a one, and that system is predicated on big plays downfield, i.e. Kansas City, the Los Angeles Chargers, and how they use Keenan Allen, or you think about the just explosive guys. That, to me, Cleveland's offense doesn't scream that. So I look at Baltimore. I know it's in the division. We talked about them needing a dynamic receiver. You don't think Lamar Jackson would love to have him? And now you can move Marquise to a two? So there's a lot of options out there for OBJ. It's just a matter of if Cleveland is going to move on and what team is willing to trade for the salary.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, I'll tell you this, Marcus, talking to people on that coaching staff, they don't believe that he's a poor fit. They think that he can work in their system. And they don't, Dan Orlovsky, buy the idea that they're a better offense without him or because he was gone. I think their explanation when you talk to the coaches there is, yes, the offense got better as the season went on, but it was a new coaching staff, a new system. Obviously, the offense got better as the season went on. That's not because they lost Odell Beckham. It's in spite of it. They're probably going to lose Rashard Higgins to free agency, so there will be an opening in the wide receiver room. So it's not as if Odell's going to be coming back and taking a bunch of attention and catches away from other people. The question is whether he can assimilate back into the offense as it evolved throughout last year without him, and they believe he can.
And that's why I said it's important to have the conversation with Baker. You know, there is something when a quarterback loses that star guy that you just go, I'm gonna run the play, and whoever gets open, I'm going to throw it to. And the last thing I would say is this. It would be dependent on what the value of Odell Beckham was to other teams. Like, you're not going to trade him for a fourth-round pick. But if someone's going to go, hey, here's a late one or an early two, you could entertain it more.
Hey, this has been entertaining. It's been fun being with you guys for a total of, 17 minutes today?
Thank y'all for 20 minutes.
See you tomorrow on NFL Live. Thanks, everybody. Kisses.